show. This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch up.
We're never gonna get one on.
Never gonna get one on.
Never gonna get one on.
Never gonna get one.
This morning we threw it out there. We wanted to talk to someone who is missing an internal organ. Someone who's living with out something that we thought would be, you know, something you need to survive. But we do have on the line right now Taylor Colvin, who is living with half a heart. Taylor, welcome.
Thank you very much.
Taylor, tell us your story from the beginning. How did it come to pass that you are, you know, living, breathing, walking among us with only half of a heart?
Yeah, so it's always a bit of a story that people sometimes don't believe. But I was diagnosed in my parents' three-month ultrasound, and I've gone through three open heart operations at 3 days, 3 months, and 3 years, so very little.
Wow. So you were 3 days, 3 months, and then 3 years when you had
three
those
operations.
That's incredible. So you essentially were born with half a heart.
Yeah, so I was born with my left side of my heart very undeveloped to the point where it's not operational at all.
Oh my goodness. So what does that mean for you? Does it affect anything in your day-to-day life, in your health?
Definitely. So although obviously live and breathe and walking around, it definitely does have a big impact on everyday activities, running, walking, anything that I guess we normally take for granted in cardiovascular exercise and output. It's just a little bit harder.
Right, so you have to be careful about how much
stress you put on your heart.
Yeah, you make your heart pump blood, I guess. Yeah, cardiovascular exercise would be completely out of it. But are there other things that you've had to avoid in your life? Like I'd imagine roller coasters or particularly scary movies or anything that's going to get that heart pumping. Have you pretty much just got to stay away from?
So while that is recommended, and I'm sure anyone who goes to the theme park sees the no heart condition signs, I've always had a fantastic cardiology team that have kind of made a lot of those things a bit more possible for me.
Great.
So it's just kind of being smart about it, knowing your limits, but there are definitely things I do have to avoid.
So things like extreme adventure sports, is that something that interests you?
Very much.
Oh. You're a lady that lives on the edge, Taylor.
I know. I definitely can't do things like scuba diving.
Yeah, right. Yep.
But we make some things possible. Yeah.
So your particular condition, how rare is it?
My condition is quite rare to the point where I'm one of the oldest people in Australia with my condition.
Wow.
One of the oldest in the world.
Wow. What's the future look like for you? Is there going to be any more open heart surgeries? Like what, is there anything they can do to help?
Unfortunately, it's never going to be cured, but maybe transplants are in the future. There's a lot more research being done, though, recently especially, that's looking into how to make people like my life a lot better, especially for younger people being born with CHD, because it's becoming more and more common for them to survive longer and to just live better lives. Not that mine has been anything far from perfect, but yeah.
Well, wow.
You're very brave and you talk about it so well. Do you hold out hope for the future that you'll get that transplant and that the future will be bright?
Definitely. I think there's always definitely scary aspects of having a condition like mine and not knowing what the future looks like. But overall, I remain very hopeful that the future's going to look bright.
You are just wonderful.
You're an inspiration.
Wow. When we threw this out this morning, I didn't think we'd get a phone call, you know, through that. It's just as moving as your our call has been. That's just been a great few minutes getting to know you and your condition. And thank you so much for being an open book about your condition and living with half a heart, Taylor. Really appreciate your story.
Thank you. I appreciate being invited on. The Hit Breakfast Show.